Thanks for downloading the 90.5 WESA Social Club podcast. Please pull forward. It's the Social Club for the weekend of Friday, April 10th, 2015. I'm Josh Rollerson. Rachel Carlson from Yelp Pittsburgh joins me for this little conversation every week. Hey, Rachel, welcome back.
Thank you.
How was your weekend?
It was good. I recovered from my party.
Tell us all about the party. It was a big to-do, right?
Oh, my gosh. It was crazy. We had 900 people.
900 people?
Yes. So we set a Yelp world, not world record for Yelp, but we set a Pittsburgh Yelp record as the most attended party for Yelp Pittsburgh. And what I am very proud to say is that we raised $5,091 for the Children's Museum. So thank you, Yelpers, for being generous. Nice. The parties are always free, but we always connect it with a nonprofit. And a lot, I think every time I've had it at a venue, it's always been a nonprofit venue. So they have profited from it, which is amazing. And
that's
I'm
nice.
So
can you throw one for us now?
Do you have space for 900 people?
No.
Okay.
We could cram a good 100 or so in the performance space over there.
If you get me...
Can we have a really exclusive Yelp party?
If you get me someone really good to play.
I'll work on it.
Okay.
I'll ask
like maybe
the
Beck?
Cool, the cool
if
kids
Beck could come...
Yeah, I'll call Beck.
Okay.
I've got his number.
He hasn't been to Pittsburgh ever or in a really, really, really
wow.
long time.
Surely he's been to Pittsburgh.
I've been watching.
So it's Beck caliber and above is what we're shooting for.
I mean, I would be okay with Death Cab or, you know.
All right. The gauntlet has been thrown down. You're going to make some money for public radio.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm happy
to.
It was incredible. We had 30 plus local food and drink vendors. Station premiered, which is a new, not even opened, I should say, not even opened restaurant by Curtis Gamble, who is of Grace fame, which is one of my obsessions and favorites. And they will be opening in Bloomfield shortly. They have a pop-up dinner on April 11th. Which is this weekend. I'm not sure if they still have tickets yet, so check the Twitterverse to see if they have tickets still. But it's amazing food. He had this carrot dish that was awesome and everyone raved about.
So what's their deal? Is it a particular style or concept?
I think it is American food with this is a Rachel definition and nothing else. American food with an artsy twist. So it's...
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Not necessarily gastronomy, I don't think, but it's...
I assume there's like a classification system that you have to tag things with on Yelp. Do you have to like pick a category and say this is what kind
See,
of thing this is?
See, it's funny because I would not say that I am. I mean, I guess I have developed into a class like D foodie. I'm not necessarily obsessed with how things are prepared other than just be good. I don't know some ingredients. I'm not a cook. So I think the definition of a foodie is someone that can just name an ingredient.
Right.
They know how to cook, that kind of thing. And I don't think I'm that level, but I definitely know what I like and what I don't like.
That's the place to be though. Like somebody that enjoys food and can recommend places, but isn't going to be an overbearing know-it-all about.
Yeah, I can go to a $5 diner. I can go to the doorstop and enjoy delicious pancakes. And I can go to Grit and Grace and lay down a few dollar bills for a delicious high class meal. So,
can you supersize that?
Is that where you're at, Josh?
Lately, sadly, yes. I just drove across four states in a day, so there was a lot of that kind of thing. The finest turnpike dining.
My guilty pleasure is Burger King. I know it's awful, but
I'm fond of their onion rings. I have to say,
I love their flame grilled patties.
Yeah.
Frozen.
You can just taste the cancer.
I know. It's so bad, so but bad. I love it.
Fast food seems like it's on the decline. Those places all seem like they're struggling. Like McDonald's is just in a death spiral, it seems.
Well, that's
like. So it's just like inevitably it has to come around again as a, you know, like a renaissance or an ironic revival thing, right? So we'll all be eating fast food ironically in another 5 years, don't you think?
Well, I think it's already starting because I think Smashburger is a chain that sources locally and has good food that is not frozen. And
so it's like a foodie take on fast
food.
Yes,
but it's fast food. And I think that like Shake Shack, people love Shake Shack. And I hope one comes here and I'm probably going to visit one in Florida.
Yeah.
But I think that those trends are coming. Watch out.
Well, I'm looking ahead to a day when we're carrying around McDonald's bags ostentatiously the way that people were drinking like PBR circa 2005.
Okay. We'll wait for that day. I don't know if it's going to come, but we'll wait for that day.
I called it.
Well, I do have some good things coming up, Josh.
Okay, tell me about them.
Some things that you'll be excited about. So on Friday, which is today, we have Pulsations, which Pulse is a really cool organization that gets, I want to say kids, I feel like I'm old, people right out of college into jobs around the city at nonprofits. And I just think it's such a cool organization, obviously coming from working from a nonprofit, you work for a nonprofit. It's really cool. So they come and they live in shared housing and they work in nonprofits. So they're doing their annual fundraiser, which is a really fun time at the Union Project on Friday. And you can still get tickets available and you can come and have a good time. They're going to have food and drink. I think the Union Project is a really cool place too. And last year they didn't have this open, but this year they're going to, which I think is awesome. Downstairs at the Union Project, they have a ceramic studio. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, we snuck down and went to the bathroom down there. I don't think we were supposed to last year. And people were working and doing ceramics, and
it was
so cool.
Secret ceramic studio.
I know. So they're having it open this time.
Okay.
Which I think is really cool. And there'll be a lot of silent auctions, of course. And obviously, it's for a good cause. So that's what's awesome about it. So we have Pulsations, and then this one is right up your alley, the Brewer's Ball.
Okay.
Which is at the Wyndham Grand. And you can go pretty much a beer fest, which we all love
but
to do.
A fancy one.
I know,
it's
fancy.
A ball.
I know. I don't know if I would see people in tuxes necessarily.
But you'll want to wax up your mustache and get your monocle.
It's very true. I mean, a monocle. You love that monocle. I think that what's interesting, too, is I always say it's Pittsburgh chic. You'll see from a Steelers jersey up to a suit and tie. So you can hang out at the Brewer's Ball. I always love these things because I usually discover a great beer I've never heard of before and have a good time. And then we also on Saturday have the Dirty Ball, which is a crowd favorite, I would say, especially.
Naturally.
Yeah, especially for the Pittsburgh area. So this is the annual ball that Attack Theater throws.
Okay.
And it always promises to be an interesting affair. They always have really quirky, fun elements to the party that are incredibly unexpected.
Can you give an example? Is there a favorite stunt that they pulled you like?
I really like their performances. They do different performances throughout the evening. And so I really like to watch those because they're like nothing. Attack is like nothing we have in Pittsburgh. Dance-wise. So I really enjoy those. But I think really it's the people watching that I enjoy because the people kind of take it to the next level. So this one is turning the clock back. They reference Back to the Future. So the way that people interpret themes, I think, for this party is fun / ridiculous. So it's always cool to see people dress up for this one because they definitely do. So you can head to that on Saturday. And then if you're not too hungover, on Friday from Pulsations or the Brewer's Ball, you can head to the Pup Walk, Yard Sale, and Neighborhood Flea. And that is going to be in Shadyside. It starts around Liberty Elementary School, and you could head to there. This is actually the first Neighborhood Flea of the season, which is a really fun time that they usually do around Marty's Market, and you get to get vintage things and different. I know they have pottery and plants and things like that, and you can bring your pup, and it benefits the animal rescue league.
Was that intentional juxtaposition, dogs and fleas? Did they do that on purpose?
That's a good one.
Can you bring the fleas on your dog and sell them at the market?
I don't think that people would appreciate that, but it is a good thought. It's a good connection.
I got lots of them. Nothing but ideas here, Rachel. I'll just keep pitching them.
I know. I'm thoroughly amused all the time. So you can head there on Saturday. And then Saturday night, the Mad Hatter's Twisted Tea Party, which I love a good Alice in Wonderland theme.
I like the sound of that.
So this is at the Teamsters and Local Union in Lawrenceville. This is kind of the...
You know, when I think tea party, I think Teamsters.
I know, right?
What about you?
Well, this is kind of the place that a lot of people are settling in terms of an event space in Lawrenceville, so you've probably been there before, and it's an open, large space, and I love, like I said, I love a good Mad Hatter party, and it's benefiting the Renaissance City Choir, which is, again, awesome. And the tickets range from $50 to $90. Obviously, the $90 gets you the VIP pass with lots of different games, entertainment. They say peculiar prizes, so I'm very interested in that. And, again, good cause. So lots going on this weekend.
Is this a costume thing, too?
I mean, I love any excuse to put on a tutu or tiny hat. Hashtag tiny hat.
Yeah,
I'm really trying to make
a
that
a mad
trend.
Hat, even.
I know. And I have one from my party.
Do you really?
I wore a top hat for the party. A lot of biking coming up, too, Josh. So I was looking at the Bike Pittsburgh calendar, so we'll have to talk about that in the coming weeks. And it's getting a little bit warmer, although we're going to have some rainy days in April. But
yeah, but on the whole, more things going on.
Oh my gosh, I was looking at the April calendar. Get ready.
It's going to get crazy.
There's so much going on. It's really exciting. A lot of new things coming up. So get ready. Save your liver for this week. Drink some juice. Get ready for Pittsburgh
Hydrate
Coffee Week.
Ibuprofen.
Next week.
Rachel Carlson, thanks for all your suggestions.
Of course.